Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode number 282. And this week, we're going to talk about the Ace Frehley Alice Cooper concert. Look at that beautiful shirt. Thanks, wow. Brian. Yay. All right.
Now, did he buy the last extra large, or did you get to get one?
Do what now?
Did he buy the last size anybody needed, or did you get to get one?
I don't know.
Well, that's what he did to us in Nashville at the Mammoth Show.
No, not Nashville.
Not Nashville. Louisville. Yeah. Yeah.
The one shirt that I wanted, he got the last one.
We're just busting on him because I know. So he was nice. He was awesome. He bought tickets and all that other kind of stuff. Got everybody hooked up, and then we're like, "Where are you going, shirt, man?" And he goes like, "I'm going up to the balcony. I bought balcony seats." Like, oh, balcony.
Because, he did that after the fact. We've already.
I know. When he got there, and they said, "Hey, there's balcony seats available." So, because he's got a health issue, he's like, "Yeah, I gotta go up there." So but he goes up there, and then he comes back down. We're standing in line waiting to get t-shirts. And he like buys the last two extra large tour shirt. And they're like, what the hell? so you bought the last tour shirt, and then you're not going to sit with us because we're not good enough to sit in the balcony, apparently.
Well, number one,
what a jackass. Hey, well, thanks for inviting us.
That's what you do for getting in the line. If I would have got line first, I would have got the last fucking shirt.
You were too busy jacking around or trying to find a beer.
I know. we were all jacking around trying to find a beer at that point.
Not me.
I was messing with my phone because it was wanting to activate. Like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah.
You know, the early bird gets the shirt.
It was just funny, that whole thing.
Oh, I know, like, that was funny.
So whenever he said something about it, he was getting in line for a shirt, and I was like, dude, you're gonna buy the last one. The whole damn place is
exactly.
Funny. That was funny. Ah, well. And we digress. We haven't even got started yet. We're already digressing. So right. I know we're gonna do this Ace thing, but I just read this thing. And we talked about it. Unfortunately, when we start Zoom to record this stuff, you have to hit the record button first, because there's always all kinds of stuff that happens before anybody hits the record button, and then we're in trouble because we missed a whole bunch of typically pretty good shit.
True. So. From now on, once we're all three on camera, we're gonna start rolling.
Yeah.
And edit at that point.
Exactly. So I was flipping through Facebook earlier, and there's this post. There's a post on there, loadedradio.com, some rock metal thing. They did an they captured some information from an interview that Nikki Sixx did.
Saw that.
And so he compared likened singer Vince Neil's unique vocal character to that of Led Zeppelin vocalist Robert Plant.
What the fuck's he? Is he back on drugs? And what the fuck's he on?
So I saw the headline, right? So I'm thinking, I'm just getting clickbaited, right? So I read the article, and oh, I watched a little bit of the thing, and I'm like, he did say that. Is he out of his freaking mind?
Oh my god.
Let's
Robert see. Plant on Vince his Neil. Worst fucking day. I mean, if he was in a car accident and sang a song in the ambulance on the way to the fucking hospital, he would sound better than Vince Neil.
If Robert Plant sounded like he looks right now, he'd sound better.
If he was in an accident, he'd have to sing the immigrant song.
That's true. Yeah.
I read that. I'm like, does he believe that shit that he says? So my post back was, says the guy that invented flames on stage, cherry pickers, and all this other bullshit.
I want to know is Nikki going to take credit for or accuse Gene of stealing his almost falling off of platforms when they try to fall apart when you're coming down? Sure.
I didn't pick up on that one. I'm sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, at the Tampa show, those.
Yeah, no, I saw it. But
I missed
picking up on that to kick him around a little bit on that. Oh, post.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, the whole thing is okay. Nikki, the guy who he overdosed, what was it, 16 times that one day or whatever it was? It was
that's a seizure hero.
It always goes up a little bit more every time.
I overdosed and had a sandwich.
I actually just saw an article. I thought you were going to talk about this other article. And maybe it was, maybe, I don't know, maybe I didn't even click it open because it's one of those, like you said, it's like one of those ones you can't even get through the article without fucking hitting an ad. But it was one of those things where it showed Nikki in a microphone and he was basically saying that if Vince didn't lose weight or get his shit together, he was going to be out of the band. Was that?
No, I didn't. That's it. Okay. Well, it might have been part of it. I don't know. I just saw the snippet.
I saw John Karabi had posted something about that.
Yeah, maybe that was before. That was a week
whoever wrote that bullshit article said right. that they were going to bring Karabi back, and Karabi is like, no fucking way I would ever go through that again.
Oh yeah, I saw. Anyway, yeah, it's
I did that for one album in a tour. I ain't doing that shit again.
That's a shit show. Yeah,
it's like no.
But anyway,
well, actually, he's on more than one album because some of the material on Generation Swine was written by Karabi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Anyway, it's just nutty stuff. I'm like, dude.
It's nice to see that.
Sebastian
Bach being supportive though for Vince Neil because he's packing it on too now. I saw that video from him the other day. His belly's all hanging. He can actually still sing though, somewhat, but his belly all hanging out. I'm like, going, damn, dude.
Cut back. I noticed he's got more.
All of us have room to talk.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying, but you're a star. You should hire a trainer, do whatever you need to do.
My I don't know about you guys. Is work my work is to go sit at a desk all day and walk around periodically. My job's not to be out in front of a couple thousand people wearing clothes that I'm trying to make myself look like a rock star at a buffet. So
can you still hear me?
Nope.
Oh, I'm gonna have to get a new. So my phone light is on, and now I've got my cord's all shredded here. That's kind of weird.
Mine does the same thing. It works. Oh, is it fine?
It's okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as it.
Yeah, mine's got my cord's got a little problem too, but I think it's because
we've had these mics these
have been around for 5 years.
Might have to replace them at some point.
Well, I didn't have mine right away. You guys had one that I bought mine a little bit later.
You bought yours first, and actually, I used this because you told me what serial number it was.
I did.
And I bought mine after you.
How about model number?
Or model number, whatever the hell it was.
I'll give you the serial number. It's on the back here, I think.
Yeah, it's a Sennheiser. Because I'm going to.
I must have got it from some. I missed.
I'm going to actually start using that other thing. I figured out how to work that my other deal. So
no chance in hell.
Yeah, I'll use it next show. I'll have it set up. No, I was using it for the radio show, so it'll work. I got it.
Shit, so. Damn. No, there's no way.
Hellfire.
God damn it.
All right. Can I bring up something real quick?
Can you make up something?
No, I said, can I bring up something?
Real quick? They said, can you get up something?
So
I'm like, no.
Bill and I didn't talk about this the other day because we were talking about our records and we just got a few things out and we were talking about, but David Lee Roth has announced his final. He's going to do this Vegas tour or this residency. Little Vegas show residency show, and that's going to be it for him. He had a little, it was about a 10-15 minute audio clip. It's just audio. It's not video. It's just an audio clip.
Okay, I still haven't listened to that.
Well, you need to listen to it because there's some very cryptic things in there. I mean, it starts out with him just telling stories of going to the Denny's with Van Halen back in the 70s and this whole story about them, spending all their money and all this stuff in the and it's a great story. And then he starts talking about Ed passing and saying that he's been talking to Alex quite a bit lately and just talking about things. And he said, I actually started to bring the story up and said, Alex brought it up before I did about the food, about the Denny's thing and everything. They've been kind of reminiscing and everything. And then he made this comment. He said, with Ed passing, he says, I thought that the Marble Man would have got us both or something, would have got us earlier on. And then he made a comment saying that, if Eddie looks in the rearview mirror, he's going to see me. And then he made another comment basically talking about quitting performing and everything else. And he said his handlers and his doctors tell him every time he goes on stage, I don't remember how he said it, not endangering, but it's hurting him. So there's some cryptic shit in there. And I don't, Dave's such a performer just for him to give it up, and why didn't he go back out with Kiss on this second leg of this, the tour back after COVID. Maybe that wasn't, maybe it was something that maybe he didn't decided not to do. You know, there's some, a lot of cryptic things that he said. If you get a chance to listen to it, because the story, I mean, Dave's a great storyteller and I love listening. I would sit and listen to Dave for 6 hours, you know, tell me stories, because I would just sit there and fucking laugh my ass off, you know. But I think there's something, I think he's got some health issues. I hope it's not true, but I really think there's something going on, and he's kind of knows it, and he's just kind of getting out of the limelight before something happens. That's my take on it. But I was going to mention something. We were talking about Richie this last, the last show, and I was going to mention that, and we got all sidetracked and I forgot about it. But yeah, if you get a chance, Alan, you need to listen to that. I don't know if Bill, if you've listened,
I've listened to it.
But it's great. I mean, of course, you know, it's a great story, and it's kind of, but you know, he's, I don't know. I think there's something up. I'm just reading maybe more into it. I don't know, but that's just me.
Yeah, right. Maybe he's got something going on. He's bowing out.
Maybe he's like saying, you know, this is it.
So where are the five shows? They at a club in Vegas,
they're at one of the casinos. I'm sure at the showcase, one of the. Probably where, I don't know, where did Kiss do their thing at? I don't know. Was it Caesars or I don't know?
I don't know where it is coming up. There's
a million
golf place.
There's a million places out there. I don't know. I can look it up. I can look it up.
That's funny.
I can look it up real quick, but I don't know. You know. So anyway, but there's a million different venues that he could be playing out there.
Do you say there's a million Denny's he could be playing at?
Venues that he could be.
Oh, I think it said Denny's. I'm like, no. I thought you just got confused about the Denny's conversation. Okay. They Kiss is at Planet Hollywood at the Zappos Theater.
What's that now?
Kiss is playing at Planet Hollywood at the Zappos Theater.
Okay, that's what I'm looking here. It says here. He's going to be at the House of Blues in Vegas beginning New Year's Eve and running into early. Their venue is pretty big out there. It's a pretty good sized place. Five shows and Zebio's last. So it's funny they say beginning New Year's Eve and running into early January, five shows. Well, it'd be like January 4th, wouldn't it? You just say,
depends if he does more than one show a day.
He may spread them out because, you know, maybe he has to. So anyway. All right, that's enough of David.
Wow, you can get all kinds of packages for David. You get the four Hot for Teacher package, two tickets, VIP table, room post show, pre and post.
Any money? Just too bad he's still not alive. You could buy the two tickets to Paradise package.
Got the Panama package for $550. Two Panama tickets, package. VIP
that's
table,
where
four
Alex
premium
Van Halen, or Wolfgang Van Halen to come play.
Yeah, no shit.
$90 dining voucher for the House of Blues.
What would be the funniest package he could come up with using Van Halen terms?
And he's got a jump package.
Well, the funniest would be if he got something involved with Sammy Hagar and Gary Cherone. That would crack me up.
You're not getting what I'm meaning, though.
Apparently not, because you're being too cryptic. Cryptid.
You could get the Unchained package. Dance the Night Away package. Afterward, you get like ballroom dancing lessons.
Well, you get to go to the Foundation Room. I've been there. It's upstairs. It's on the top floor.
I want the Women in Love package. That's what I want. Romeo's Delight package.
What about the Dirty Movies package?
Yeah, Ice Cream Man
package. Ice Cream Man package. Oh, there you go.
The Eruption package.
Ooh, I don't think that's a David Lee Roth package. That's a Eddie package, I think.
I'm just looking through the fucking songs in their live Tokyo Dome things. There's a million of them. So anyway, I thought it'd be funny.
Got the Jamie's Crying package for those people that can't go.
That's funny. Good one, Phil.
God damn it.
Jamie's Crying.
Which actually is one of my favorite songs. I love that song.
I do love that song.
So let's talk about Ace Frehley and Alice Cooper in Nashville and wherever Bill went to see them.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
You almost went Louisville.
Yeah, I almost did. Yeah, I was like, where was I? I was in Indiana.
So you weren't at Ruhoff, though. You were at the...
No, it was at the new small venue.
still, it's a nice venue.
Yeah, it's great. It's really nice. They put so it's TCU Amphitheater. Used to be called the White River State Park, but it's in White River State Park. But whatever, it's really cool. Nice venue. Seats are great. Not much lawn left. It's mostly seats. There's a little bit of lawn.
When I was up there, they were handing out those little lawn chairs. You know, it was all just a big bank. You know, the little mini chairs.
They have those still. They're passing those out, but there's, you know, they're passing out.
Right.
I don't know how many people sit.
Last time I was there, there was no. Basically, the stage was just a bunch of like conduit kind of stage. I know they've really changed that place.
No, it's a stage. Like it's a pavilion with a stage and
wow,
that's seats, cool. Not like folding chairs, because I had folding chairs before.
Did they have covered seating? Do they have covered seating?
Yes, a lot of, most of it is covered. Very little of it is not covered.
I was surprised when, because I didn't know until like a day or two before that Ascend, where we went to Nashville, it was completely open. There was no covered seating at all.
Yeah, I saw Foreigner there a couple years ago. It was, 2 years ago, I guess it was, three maybe.
Good venue, though. I really like that venue down in there. That was really nice.
That actually, that venue, they were supposed to have, I read an article about it, and you can go look at it. Was the sound really, really good for that show?
I thought so.
Because they've done something with the sound there that they did some special things with the speakers there, that they use the speakers that come at the show, not necessarily the ones that the guys bring for the sound system, because they've got it tweaked to where it's supposed to maximize the sound experience. And
I don't know, Alan, as a sound guy, what did you think that night? Did you think it was good?
Well, we can get into that, but for the most part, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I read an article about it, and it was supposed to be, they've done something with some,
probably designed it with the stadium involved or in mind, or as
well, some speaker company developed the sound system for it or something. I don't know.
Craco.
yeah that and your car stereo, that too.
Yeah. all those old guys get that. Nobody young will understand that.
Yeah.
Cranko.
Nobody young listens to this podcast anyway,
and not a lot of old people, so
not a lot of go. Did you guys by chance see the thing? I think it was Matt Porter or somebody posted a thing. It was about that new Steve Martin show about the murders and the apartment buildings or something like that. And
we've been watching that, but I didn't see Matt's post.
Was that a little clip? And they said they were sitting at a table, and I guess they said Steve Martin said his daughter and him were doing this podcast, and they said something about they got 17 listeners, and he goes, is that good? And he goes, no, it's not good. His son, he goes, Martin sure goes, we have 17 listeners. And Steve goes, we do. He goes, is that good? And the son goes, no. That made me think of me.
That was 17 listeners on the first day, so that wasn't bad for them.
That's true.
It's just true.
Is that a good show? True. And it's off the trails, but you say you're watching it.
Sam, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I'm thinking, is it worth watching? I'm not going to waste my time watching the show.
Well, my opinion and your opinion may differ. I've been enjoying it.
That's all I want to know.
I thought it was horrible.
All right. Oh, really? I have no
idea. Bill didn't even watch it. He didn't even
All right. Back to Ace Frehley.
Shock me.
All right. So, Bill, when you went up there, had Lisa saw either Ace or I know she's seen Ace before. Well, has she seen Ace solo before?
Yeah.
Okay. But she had not seen Alice Cooper before, right?
She has not. No,
that's what I was going to. Okay, I
knew. Yes, that's why I sprang for the lawn for the seats. By the way, I was informed that now that they now have regular seats, that the lawn snobbishness will kick in, and we will be sitting in those seats from now on, and not in the lawn.
Gotcha.
So that might have been an effect from that time that the three of us took our wives and went to see Hard in Cincinnati, and it was like 95,000 degrees outside. And
that was the worst seating sound. That was actually the worst venue I've ever been to in my life. Is terrible.
Okay. So it looks like we have probably had the same set list. I would guess, but I thought it was. I thought everybody sounded great. Guys sounded great. It's it's so nice to see our buddies. Jeremy, Phil, and Ryan, and Matt. I don't know Matt very well, but do be able to get there, do their thing in front of a whole bunch of people that really don't know who they are, probably. Probably a lot do, but some probably don't. So, yeah, they were. And I even heard some people around me going, man, they're a really great band. And I'm like, yes, they're great.
Now,
yeah.
Unfortunately, so. I mean, fortunate for us, fortunate for them, but unfortunately for somebody else, they're doing Kiss better than Kiss is doing themselves.
Yeah, that's a matter of, you know, I have people that went to the show Saturday night in Tampa and had a great time and loved it. And, you know,
Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But they're doing it with no help. And I mean, they're actually out there just tearing it ass. And
yeah. So my review of the show, we're going to go song by, we're not going to do a song by song thing, are we?
No, we're just going by what you thought of Ace, and then we'll go from there.
I thought Ace did a great job. I thought Ace did, I mean, I don't know why he wears a black leather jacket up there when it's daylight outside and he's burning up and sweating like a pig in heat. So I don't know why he's doing that, but he does. And then he puts on some ugly, god awful, ugly shirt on afterwards, which I just can't believe. I'm like, dude, it was the same shirt. I saw pictures. I'm like, I hope you wash that thing because that thing's got to smell bad. It's
no different than Gene wearing the same shirt on all.
God, I don't.
Everything he does, the vault, his concerts, he's got three everything.
He saves his money. He's only got three shirts. But no, I thought the show was great. I had thought I'd seen a different set list, that Rocket Ride was not the opening song. So I was glad to see that it started. I thought it started out really great and hot. And I thought the set list was really good. The thing that I was really surprised about for me this time was I really enjoyed his solos. And I do not like guitar solos, but I think it was just impressed with the fact that, as strung out sometimes as I think he is, and as far off the reservation I think he is, that dude can still play, and he played really, really, really well. Okay, at least that's what I saw. I found myself watching the video screens of him just noodling it and tearing it up, and I would never, in you know, guitar solos come out and in a regular show, and I'm like, time to go to the bathroom.
Did he though in his solo in Indy though? Did he started out playing like the down and down and then playing a bunch of other different licks?
Played a bunch of different stuff.
Why are you doing a bunch of licks of other people when you got enough licks your own? You know, just
But I think he was just showing off his kind of. I think he was just showing off his stuff. I liked it. I thought it was really good.
All right,
I would give him an A+.
Okay, Alan.
When you saw them, what songs did Jeremy and Ryan and Phil sing? Did you get She?
We did not get She.
Did you Strutter?
We got Strutter, and that was Phil.
Detroit Rock City.
That I think was Ryan. I don't think Jeremy sang one by himself. I don't think so.
Okay. I had talked to some other people. I guess on some of the shows they're doing She and other shows they're not.
Yeah, we didn't get She either.
But we did get Philip singing Strutter and Ryan sing Detroit Rock City.
Yeah. Right. Yep, that's what I got. I mean, I'll go down the list we did in Indy.
I can look at
that. So it was Rocket Ride, Parasite, Strutter, Rip It Out, Never in My Life. Which is a mountain cover, Good Times, Bad Times, with Led Zeppelin cover, which led into solo stuff. Detroit Rock City, New York Groove, Shock Me. Then he did another guitar solo, then Cold Gin, and then Deuce. Okay, Cold Gin Black Diamond, but
yeah,
they did that Black Diamond ending is what it was. Yeah. But when they were done, and it was like dun dun dun.
Yeah, that was kind of whatever.
I liked that actually.
It was okay. Really just that. I wouldn't count that as another song.
Okay. Well, they're going. Yeah.
They played the songs at your show in a different order than they played ours. Switch, Shock Me, and one of the other ones that you said. I don't know. But when he did the guitar solo or the beginning, when he started to do the smoke and the guitar solo on Shock Me, did the smoke come out early?
No.
Okay. Cause there's
pre-smoke
two or three different shows, including the Nashville show, that we got pre-smoked.
Oh, we thought he'd set it off early by accident. Well, and there's something about that. I don't know. You want to bring it up, Alan, or not?
Oops. I know. I'm switching. I've got two screens here, and I switched to the other one.
No.
Go ahead.
No. So when Ace started the song with his smoke, he forgot to change guitars right before the song.
Yeah,
and they started the song, and I was like going, oh shit, that's a smoking thing, and he doesn't have the guitar on. So he had to kind of go back real quick, and the guy handed him the guitar. So I don't know if he just pre-started the song before he realized that he didn't have the right guitar in his hand or what, but that was kind of odd because he had stopped playing for a second, switched guitars, and then started playing, got into it again. And of course, you know, all the boys, you know, covered his ass.
You can tell there's a lot of duplicate playing going on there,
right? But there was, like I said, that was the only flub that I noticed that he did. Like I said, he didn't, you know, because he does change guitars for New York Groove and mm-hmm. all this stuff, but you would think he would know, knowing that his smoking solo is going to come up, he needs to get this other guitar. And he's like, I don't know what he was. I'm surprised one of the other guys didn't look at him and go, Ace, you know, you need to change guitars. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I mentioned to you before during the show, I wonder if he hadn't been on some kind of medication or something. Because
you said he was kind of a little.
He seemed to be slurring his words a lot. And, you know, after they got done doing Strutter, he made a comment, you know, he basically made a comment about the character that Strutter is about. And then after the next song was over, he made the same comment about Strutter again.
I didn't even catch that. Hell, I might have been doing something.
That would make you think.
Yeah, right. That's why, you know, I was wondering, is he drinking something or
you texted me that. You texted me that, and I was like, yeah, because I mean, Ace is Ace. I mean, he's just always kind of a little off, and he said, you know, he talks slurs and talks weird and talks in circles sometimes. So I don't put a lot of, I mean, other than that, he played very well. I mean, he played really good that night. I didn't see any playing. I did see him, you know, he's first, you know, he's fucking turning around the sound, man. Turn it up. You know, he's deafer than fuck. You know, he can't hear shit. Always has to be loud. And, but no, other than that, I thought he played very well. I mean, I thought he sang well. I thought my only qualm is about the whole damn thing is I don't want to hear 3-4 fucking Kiss songs. Play some more shit off your solo album or play some stuff from Fraley's Comments. Do something. Do your own shit. He's got some really good material. Play fucking Hard Times. You know, play, if you're going to do Kiss, don't do something you don't sing. You know, I understand Parasite because you wrote it. Well, and maybe Cold Gin because you wrote it. But Deuce, you don't have to play fucking Deuce. Or Strutter.
I mean,
you know, fuck it. I don't care. I really don't care. He's got, we're out there going, you know, play, you know, Speeding Back to My Baby. Play, you know, something like that, you know. I don't know. He's got a band.
He's got the band to do it.
He's got the band that can play any fucking song he wants to play. Same way with Gene. There's no excuse, you know, this bullshit. Well, the band can't play this. These guys can play anything. They'll write a new goddamn song for you right now if you want to, you know, and it'd be a hit.
Well, it's yeah, like, Gene proved that. I mean, they pulled all kinds of stuff out of the closet.
Oh, they were doing like with that. I was thinking about that today or yesterday about the, when they played She's So European. I mean, it's just like he pulled it and it actually sounded great, you know?
Yep.
So, no, he has no excuse. But no, to me, I thought the A show was I give it an 8.5 for Ace. I give a 10 for our trio from Nashville. The guys we know.
Honestly, my only qualm with the Ace part of the night was the first 3, maybe 4 songs. The bass guitar was so loud, you know, and I play bass and I want you to hear me, but I want you to hear everybody else on stage too. But it took the sound crew, you know, a good 3, maybe 4 songs to get that bass back down to a, okay, that's acceptable level. Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Crazy. Well, maybe
Phil Michael
slid him a couple bucks.
I don't know. My friend Michael was sitting beside me. He turned around and he's like, "Is that bass too loud to you?" And I'm like, "Well, I shouldn't say so, but yes."
Yeah, that's kind of interesting though, because I thought the mix wasn't too bad, but yeah, the bass was up a little bit too in indie. I mean, that didn't surprise me a whole lot, to be honest.
Well, that's one thing that, modern technology, because I guarantee you they're all using digital consoles. They've already got everything programmed in. They know what those volume levels are going to be. They've done a sound check earlier in the day. There is no reason that when the show starts out, any instrument should be overly loud than the other stuff. Unless of course Phil reached back there after they did sound check and turned his amp up.
Tweaked a little bit.
Which I doubt he did that.
No.
He's way more professional than that.
Yeah, I would think so. I would agree with that. So
I had pushed the garage door or my grill back and the garage door was coming down. I could hear it downstairs and it was like bam. I had to go fix it before it broke.
It's not good.
I blew my gears out before like that. So anyway.
Is that what you call it?
My gears,
Your gears. Okay, I didn't know what you had.
Things are plastic.
A special name.
I've called it a gear shift.
No.
Stick shift.
If you know anything about a garage door owner or garage door opener, those damn gears in there are plastic. They're shit.
And I just replaced the motor in my garage door last week.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I have a guy that does mine, so
that didn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, that spring. I tell you what. I had a spring break one time on that door.
I replaced one of those. Man, that's a son of a bitch. All right,
you get killed. I know. Anyway,
well, that leads us into Alice Cooper because we're going to get killed. Wheels.
Alice
Cooper. Real quick before we do start that, I did see. Alice made a comment on. I think it was on that. It may have been on the Higher Gun video or one of his other things. He mentioned that if you're in my band, you're probably going to have to get stitches at some point. Do you see where Tina got hit the other night?
I was just getting ready to bring that up.
Yeah.
He got fucking cracked, dude. I guess he hit that on the cane on the stage part and it snapped and luckily it caught her right across the top of the eye right here.
No, it was on her forehead.
Oh, was it here? I thought it was here.
It's up on her forehead, okay. Dude. I don't know what you're looking at.
It must have been makeup. I was looking at her titties. If I was.
They're covered up. You can't even see them.
I know. But yeah, I mean, she's lucky she didn't get fucking her eye poked out from that. Be a splintered piece of wood coming and hit.
That'd
be, in the face.
She'd be a pirate. That'd be kind of. She'd start.
She didn't miss a fucking note. I don't think the whole night. So
she got hurt when we.
She got hit in the face of the microphone.
Yeah,
she got hit when we saw her.
Bloody,
didn't we?
Yeah, bloodied her lip. Somebody hit the microphone. Poof.
And she said she gets beat up pretty good.
Which that's really disappointing that happened. I mean, honestly, nobody wants to get hit in the lip with a microphone. Right. I'm sure Dennis has. I have.
Oh,
it fucking hurts.
It hurts. It hurts like hell.
What hurt the worst about it is she was supposed to come because I had the after show backstage thing or whatever.
Right.
So she was supposed to come out and then she didn't come out. So,
I'll
go give her a hug. Make her feel better.
You could have Nina or you could have Chuck Garrick. So
Nina. I've talked to Chuck. I want to talk to Nina.
You don't want to talk to her.
Give her a big old hug.
Liar.
Big old hug.
Anyway, so
Alice Cooper, what do you think? What did Lisa think? That's what I want to know.
Babe, what'd you think of Alice Cooper? Lisa Algie, what do you think of Alice Cooper?
You said it was good.
Okay, well, that's better than...
He was a sex god? What?
Is it better than Iron Maiden?
Was it better than Iron Maiden?
Hell yeah!
Okay. Right from the mouth. We heard it. You heard it there, folks. No, that's the main thing. Is see it for the first time. That's good. I'm glad she liked it.
Yeah, she did want to go. I've seen it. That was fourth or fifth time for me. I can't remember.
I've seen them five.
I can't remember which one.
I think I've seen five times.
First time was in 1978. It was the second show I ever went to. But
that would have been great.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
It was the Inside Out tour. So
I have that album.
It was wicked cool. he had a screen that came down at the beginning of the show, and they had it showed him running. He was being chased by these guys in straight. He's in a straight jacket. He was being chased by these guys, and he ran out through the screen. It was cool as hell.
That is cool.
And he had stretchers and shit hanging from the ceiling. But
say Inside Out.
Yeah. But the show for me was
79
from the inside.
From the inside. It's called From the Inside. That ain't it.
Okay, so I have this here. This is Alice Cooper, Inside Out Live, 1979 live radio broadcast.
That was from the 78 tour.
That was okay. This is April 9th, 79.
Okay, that's not. Yeah, anyway. That's not.
You say April 9th?
Yes.
That's my birthday.
Damn! Look at that. You should have went. So anyway, but the show for me was the same show that I saw 2 years ago.
Before COVID,
discovered a couple of songs. It was the same set. I mean, basically the same stage show, all of it.
Yep.
There wasn't any difference. So that for me was a little bit kind of like, oh, I thought there'd be something new, but from a performance perspective, it's Alice Cooper and the band is freaking awesome and they were great. So
now we had one of our friends see him, a few weeks ago. Before we did, and he mentioned the fact he was close, and he said he thought that Alice was using backing tapes. I don't believe that. And I watched really close and watched the way he sang, and it's like, if they're backing tapes, there's some parts where he wasn't that good. I mean, where he's kind of, you know, it's like, if you're gonna have a backing tape, it's gonna be fucking right on. It ain't gonna be like off.
Yeah, I've noticed that there was times that his face was too far away from the microphone and you could hear the volume go down.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I heard the same thing about the backing tapes and I totally forgot to pay attention. So
I was paying attention big time. And I honestly did not see anything that I found. And like I said, because it wasn't perfect and wasn't right on all the time, like you said, because he's moving around a lot and he's doing this, I did not see that. I don't think he's
actually using that. I really struggled to understand some of the words to the songs. I mean, I couldn't understand them. They weren't recognizable.
Right.
So I don't think he was, he needs to get his money back.
Cause see, I kind of thought too, though, being that he was, you know, he's actually was promoting this. And I don't know if this is still, I guess he's promoting Detroit Stories. You would think he would have like a Detroit, like skyline, kind of like this.
No, I mean, I said it's exactly the same.
I know. I was really when Rod and I first got to, we got down there about 1 o'clock and it was raining when we first got there. So we waited in the car for about an hour. We had brought some mixed drinks with us. So we were able, it wasn't a big deal. So we sat there for a little bit. And then about 1:30, about 1:45 to 2, we could hear music, so we thought they was actually doing a sound check. So we walked up to the edge of the, we were parked right across the street, kind of catty corner from the venue. And we looked in there, we could see it. And they were just playing music over their Alice music over the PA, just, I guess, checking the PA. But I looked down there and I saw the stage and I'm like, fuck, that's the same stage I saw. It was the castle from the last time. So, I mean, I was disappointed in a way, but you know, Rod went with me. He's never seen Alice Cooper. So I'm thinking to myself, he's going to see a great show, you know, and I'm going to see Alice again. And it is what it is. So, and I know it's a good show. And then we got two new songs off the album. But no, I thought it was done very well. Those guys, he's got just an absolute, you know, phenomenal band. Scoble drummer, man. That drummer is just fucking amazing. That shit he does with the sticks and stuff and playing and just solid. That was very impressive. I was like, holy shit. And of course, Nina, you know, she looks kind of pretty up there. The funniest thing, and I showed this to Kelly. So I did a couple times. I just filmed a little bit, and I was just kind of filming more of the I was like filming the city, because it's a beautiful. I'll tell you what, that venue down there is really pretty at night, because you look and see the kind of the skyline the buildings of Nashville, and it was just a really cool. I love that venue. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm kind of filming that. And I'm going down, and there he's getting ready to do Steven, and he's doing that part of the song. There's this drunk motherfucker that's standing next to me and Rod, him and his girlfriend, and the whole night here Alan's got his mic off.
Was it Dennis or Rod?
No, it wasn't. But we're standing there because we'll talk about this in a second too. But we're standing there, and this guy, after in between every fucking song, this guy is going, Steve. He keeps doing this. So when they start the song, it's going on, and it was the part where it kind of stalls for a second. He's like going, Steven. Like Kelly thinks that she's like, you should put that on the internet because it's probably going to be viral because it just sounds a little stupid. And I'm about ready to look over and I'm going, are you fucking happy now? He's singing the goddamn thing. You're done.
I was surprised how many people that were younger.
Right.
There were two females, two rows in front of us,
right,
that didn't sit down at all, stood right up the entire time. And that was kind of the weird thing because the show I was at, people didn't stand. There was a lot of sitting, not a lot of standing. So it was weird. It's kind of strange. But yeah, there were two young females and they seemed to know every single word to every single song. And they were
They got 20s.
Good parenting. Good parenting.
And there was a kid row in front of us and down a little bit. And he was probably early 20s, knew every single song,
right,
was all face painted up. And I'm like, your parents are badasses. Right.
So here's my qualm.
One of the kids went to school with my son, he was at the Nashville show, you know, so he's 25 years old. He knows all of those songs.
Right.
You know, so it really doesn't surprise me that there are kids that age because we listen to that music.
Right.
And, you know, every once in a while, my son will kind of out of nowhere text me a picture of he's listening to Stone Temple Pilots on his car stereo. And he's like, I heard this song and I thought about this when we did this one time a long time ago. So, you know, stuff like that, I'm sure that takes them back to their childhood, just like it does us.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because, like, I was listening to, I don't know, one of the radio stations, and Shame, Shame, Shame came on there by Rat.
Right.
And I actually did a little clip of it and sent it to Alex. And that's a song when I was used to drive him out in my Ranger out to football practice.
Right.
Out at the Powell Field when he was like 8, 9, 10 years old or whatever. That we played that every time we went to the Powell Field. That was his like get ready song for
right.
You know, just that's whole crazy beat and stuff like that. It's funny how they've
that is crazy. So my only problem about that venue down there was when we first got in, we heard that they were selling tickets to, kind of like they do up at the
upgrade.
Yeah. So basically you can do an upgrade, and it was $15 to upgrade to a seat or 2 for $20. And I'm like, cool. So I told Rod, I said, you know what? I'm going to spend $20. We're going to get some seats so we can at least sit down. So we go in over there where they're sold out. I'm like, okay, well, that sucks. So we go over and we stand. Of course, I got this one, that retaining wall back here. They won't let you sit on that. So we walked up into the yard. Well, the lawn has that reserved lawn spot. Okay. Right in the center, they have this reserved lawn spot and they got these little folding chairs and everything like that.
Nobody's in it.
And there was not one fucking person in there. So the guy standing here guarding it, one security guy, I said, well, what's the upgrade for this? I said, can we do $20 for, you know, 2 for $20 again? He goes, no, they're $30 a person. And I go, wait a minute. I said, they're giving away seats down there anywhere, you know, in there, 2 for $20.
That's not even logical.
And you're wanting to do 30 a person to stand in this thing? He goes, yeah, that's
in the lawn.
Yeah, in the lawn, right next to where I'm standing, but I could at least get a chair. So I'm like going, really? And he goes, yeah, that's just stupid. So we waited, and then Ace got done, and I looked at him, and I said, well, you ain't sold one damn ticket in there. I said, you know, we would pay $20 for two of us to stand in there, to go sit in there in a chair. He said, dude, he goes, if I could do it, I'd let you in. But he says, That's what they're telling me. So I said, you're basically guarding a 50-foot by 50-foot section of fucking lawn that nobody's standing in. He goes, yep. So this heavy set girl comes over. She looks like she's more of a managerial person. She's taking over for this guy because this guy has to go down during Alice Cooper to help do security. So I could see the guy talking to this girl going, hey, there's nobody in here. These guys have been really cool and everything. And said they would pay like $20 to sit in here. And she looked at him. She says, nope, they're $30 a piece. And the whole night, that bitch stood there. All she did was get people off the wall that were, would come up here and sit down for a second. She would go down there and shoo them off. And then she got to the end of the concert. I looked at her and I said, I hope you had fun protecting this whole area with nobody fucking in it. I just walked off. But I'm serious. I mean, you're going to, why wouldn't you at that point, even when Alice Cooper started, you haven't sold one thing. So why not sell $20 extra? You know,
I don't disagree, but that's not what they're going to do. It's
corporate policy.
I mean, I know what they're trying to do there. They want to sell the seats out because they want the people in the bands to feel good about the seats not being empty. I can understand that. They want to fill the seats up. But God damn it. It's
it's funny they were $15 there because the upgrades in Indy were only 10.
Now, they were 15 or 2 for 20. That's what they told me.
No, they were just 10. But you could upgrade. They had like 3 or 4 different upgrade things, but to upgrade to the pavilion was $10.
Well, see, we did that with when we went to see The Who. Kelly and I, Kelly and I did that one time. We upgraded for seats, and we got a pretty good deal out of it, and we got pretty decent seats. But I don't remember. I guess it was The Who we did that with. Yeah, because I got lawn tickets for The Who, because when we went and seen all Goo Goo Dolls and whatever up there, that was when we actually got seats. Train, we had seats.
Matchbox 20.
No, it was Train, oh, and then Goo Goo Dolls.
I saw Goo Goo Dolls and Matchbox 20 there a few years back.
Goo Goo Dolls are really good. I like that. Train was decent too.
I thought Train was pretty good. I saw them a couple years ago. Anyway, we saw them, but no, that was a last minute thing. For that show, that was an upgrade show we did. We had lawn seats, got last minute lawn seats, got up there, and they said, you want to upgrade them? Like, yeah, we sat on the 10th row.
Right. So anyway, for me, and just a real quick up, or just kind of a full thing for me, Rod and I got down there at 1 o'clock. We had to sit in the car in the rain till about 2. We went to Broadway. We went first. We kind of just, Rod had never been down on Broadway. So we kind of walked Broadway, went up, down, and been around. We come back around. Then we went into Nudie's Bar, that one of the old bars there. Saw a band there. We saw them play, I don't know, 4 or 5 songs. We drank a beer, basically. And they sounded really good. We went down to the Mellow Mushroom. Oh, no. They were trying to get enough money to play Freebird, and they didn't do it. Because we were like going, if they get enough money, we're going to put 20 in to a negative 20. We're going to give them 20. So, no, we don't want to hear it.
Stop. Don't play that.
And then we went down to this place called the Mellow Mushroom. And there was a band in there, three-piece band, and with a girl singer. The girl took a break, so the guys go, well, when she's taking a break, we're going to do some emo stuff. So they did a bunch of Nirvana and shit like that. I mean, they played like Nirvana, and it wasn't emo stuff, but it was kind of that grunge shit. So we sit there and listen. They were actually
the same stuff.
Man, I thought that too. When he said
it's
emo,
like rapping like country. Right. He played anyway, that rap.
They played Nirvana, and they played shit like that. So, but it was really good. We listened to that. We sit there and drank actually 2 beers there. Then we went across the street, and I wanted to go down to the stage. And that's one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah, that's why I'd like to go there too.
And it's a nice place. And we got in there, and I've always seen a great band every time I've been there. And we go in there, and it's the fucking shittiest band I've ever seen. Some dude half-ass playing an acoustic guitar. And then what's the first goddamn full song they play? Fucking Freebird. And it's the worst goddamn rendition of Freebird. The dude had like, he didn't have 110 seconds of milliseconds of fucking echo. He had like 7,000 milliseconds of it. It was just like this bunch of echo, and he's playing. And the thing is, you're not even playing the right goddamn notes. You're just making up your own shit along with the chords. We finally had to leave. I'm like, I can't take no more of this shit. It's bad. So we went from there, and then we filmed little food trucks, and I got a Philly cheesesteak, and he got a gyro. Then we headed back to the car. That's when we went. Actually, we met Alan and Brian and David, all those guys at the barbecue place down there.
Martin's Barbecue.
Yeah, Martin's Barbecue. And then
we went back again.
No, we just went by there.
You need to.
No, we got glasses with ice, and then we went back to my car.
Made more drinks.
Made more drinks.
And then I was done at that point. Then we went into the concert, and then anytime we were done, and then we came home. Great concert, and then we had Waffle House on the way home, in up in Clarksville. It was a great night. Got home by 1:30. I was happy. A great concert. It was good. And I was happy that Rod got to see Alice Cooper. He really enjoyed it too. He thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. My friend Michael, he went with us, but he drove separately. And I didn't realize until the show was over, that was his first time having seen Alice Cooper. But I could tell kind of by his reaction to some of the songs that he had never seen Alice before, because he was really excited.
Yeah.
Cool. You know? That's cool.
My friend Steven was with us. So, you know,
They did Steven.
Did they do the Ballad of Dwight? Let me look.
No, they didn't. They did not. And I really hated it. I love that song.
Had done the Ballad of Dwight Fry, my friend Steven probably would have shit his pants.
Lost the shit.
Yeah.
And that's funny because he's had that every time I've seen him, except for the last two times he's done.
Right.
Ballad of Dwight Fry.
Yeah. He's back, man, not behind the mask. They did Roses on White Lace.
And they've been having that for a while.
The next to the last song, Teenage Frankenstein. So they hit my two favorite 80s era Alice Cooper albums again on this tour. So Alice, you now have my permission to retire those three songs. You know,
move on
to something someone else likes. I'm good with that.
I'm more of a 70s Alice, so right. A lot of those 80s songs. See, I mean, now, I like them, but I'm kind of.
I'm a 70s Alice solo and on kind of guy, with the exception of, you know, Billion Dollar Babies, Under My Wheels,
the Usuals,
right.
I don't remember if Elected was pre or post solo, but anyway, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
See, I would like to see him do. Have I ever seen him do Elected? I don't think I have.
I saw the very first time that I saw.
He Alice did Hello Cooper Hooray, was, which I love that too.
The very first time I saw Alice Cooper, I was stationed in Germany. So right. I saw them, I can't even remember the name of the stadium, but they did the song Elected, and he come out waving the German flag around, and you know the place just lit up. It was, you know, they were all thrilled to death. And guess who was the drummer? Eric Singer. Yeah. Right. Good guess.
I think I've heard him do Elected before, but I don't know if I think I've heard him do Hello Hooray, which I think both those songs are great.
If I remember correctly, the last time we saw them in Louisville, he did Hello Hooray.
I think you're right. I do remember that.
At the Palladium. Yeah, I have. I don't have to look back at the concerts.
I do remember that.
Anyway, yeah. Alice puts on a fantastic show, and I'm so glad. I mean, Alice is getting there. He's at that age. You know, you just never know. So I'm glad every time he comes around.
I love that he's got his wife incorporated in the show.
I do, too. I do.
Calico. And also, one of my favorite things is at the end when he introduces the band, you know.
Right.
Introduces Cheryl, and then he says, and then the star of the show, me.
he said in the place of Alice Cooper, it's Vincent. He actually used his real name the last time I seen him.
He didn't.
Let's talk before this.
Yeah, he didn't this time.
Mm-mm. He just said me.
But the one I saw at the center, he did that.
I don't remember. I've slept since that show. So
yeah. Which anyway. Was the same stage, so
right.
the cool thing that I saw too at the end of the show, at the end, I didn't realize it, but I mean I was kind of, that dude like changes jackets, canes, hats.
Oh yeah,
he changes clothes more than Paris Hilton.
He does change clothes a lot. I started counting. I'm like, dude, you're up to like 10 changes.
I tell you what though, I'll put Rob Halford up against Cher though. when we all seen that show, he had a different coat on every fucking song, and I think he changed a couple times mid-song.
Yeah, maybe.
He did leave the stage a lot that night.
Yeah.
He did.
But yeah, that the The thing that was cool for me too, though, at the end of the Ace show, the end of the Alice show, was he wore a Peyton Manning jersey.
Oh, really? And that's cool.
Yeah, he had a Peyton Manning white Manning jersey, the 18, and he had a jacket on. He took the jacket off. He had the jacket off, and it had Cooper.
Yeah, he had that on in Nashville.
How cool!
He had the Peyton Manning jersey on.
No, the 18 and Cooper on the back.
Yeah, he had the 18 and Cooper on there, but he didn't have the Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning's number is 18, isn't it?
Yes.
That's why he did that.
Oh, yeah. See, gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah, I would give it for me, though, it was more of a B, just because it was the same show I saw last time, but it's Alice Cooper. It was really cool. And Lisa said she liked it, so we heard that. So there you go. And she would much rather see Alice than Iron Maiden any day of the week.
Ask her if she wants to go see Hart and Joan Jett and the Cheap Trick again.
She might do that again, but she won't. Not in that
venue.
We
all have seats.
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you something that I noticed, but I won't mention it on the show. We'll talk about it after we're done recording. You'd be happy that I did, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know you're going to have to tell the guys.
Oh, of course I will at some point.
All right.
Are we done?
Wrap it.
Wrap it up. Visit agesofrock.com. Check out social media, past episodes, all of that nonsense. And until next time, peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.